Suns.
I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And as promised earlier in the show, we said, here are all the problems that you need to deal with when you're buying that new computer. In case you're just joining us, you can listen to the archives, which are actually already posted up on our website. You missed an earlier part of the show.
We are that good.
I know we are. And we actually have both channels this time.
Maybe.
Did
your train of thought get interrupted?
No, we told you about all the things that we want to make sure that you're aware of. That new computer is not secure. You need to take a few steps to ensure before you connect to the internet in earnest that you have protected yourselves with all the Windows updates, your antivirus updates, and your spyware updates. Okay? But the better way to do it is before you buy your computer, address this issue with the individuals or company that you're buying this from so you know what your responsibilities are in this. Or to remove that responsibility, you may want to, and there's lots of companies out there, particularly the smaller independents, that will get the machine that you're buying actually is being put together for you very close to when you're buying it. Think of it as like going to the farmer's market. It's fresher.
May cost
you a little more, but it's fresher, and all of the time that they're going to save you by doing this for you may well be worth it, as opposed to the stories we hear from people that bought a new machine, plugged it in, didn't know any better, and got attacked, and then they spend the next 2 weeks trying to get the thing to where it works again.
And so did it really cost you more or not?
So quiz the individual or the company that you're buying it from to specifically address this. Another thing to think about is a lot of companies are just putting you out there on your own to figure out how to get the stuff from your old machine onto your new machine. There's a name brand manufacturer now that's sending a third-party organization out. They're charging $150 to transfer that data over. You need to know this up front because that's part of the cost of the computer.
The total cost of ownership.
A lot of companies will advertise a very low price that does not include a whole lot. In fact, there's one big company that even includes a free printer that doesn't happen to have the ink cartridges or the cables.
No ink cartridges and no cables with the free printer?
Yeah, so you don't realize that low price suddenly becomes twice what it was advertised as by the time you actually get the thing home, because in order to make it usable, you had to add all these things. So ask these questions and understand, do your homework before you make the purchase so that you can lessen the activity. It's real easy, just like when you're buying a car, to be your focus goes off on the things that you should be concentrating on because you're just so excited. You want to get it home. You want to drive it home, and you just... And then you set in and realize, wait a minute, I should have addressed this. We're trying to help you with that now. Visit our website, datadoctors.com. Learn more about what we're talking about. Learn about all of the different steps that we talked about. Right in the radio show section, you'll see resources along that line. Now, Kimberly is on the line and has a question about, is it Media Center?
Yeah, Media 2005.
Media Center 2005?
Sure.
So let me see. I'm going to back up a touch. You went to order a computer, and you've
right.
ordered this thing, and I'm guessing you called up or went online to do this. And somewhere
right.
along the lines, you got talked into buying not just regular plain Windows XP, but Windows XP Media Center Edition.
Right. It sounded interesting, so I got it.
Yes.
I wasn't talked into anything. It came with it, so not?
What the heck?
Well, then there you go.
Yes.
What is Media Center is then the question that you're dying to know the answer to.
It's think of it as an add-on to Windows that gives you more interoperability with digital cameras, digital video cameras. If you want to turn your new computer into a DVR, like a TiVo.
Okay.
It has the software to do that. It generally comes with a television tuner, so you can plug your cable directly in and watch TV on the computer and then record the different channels and all that stuff.
That's probably the feature that most people, if they were going to go buy a Media Center PC, that's the feature they're looking for.
Okay, so if I have a cable modem, then I could watch TV without plugging
No, it has nothing to do with the cable modem, because the cable modem only deals with data.
Okay.
You'd have to have a separate connection, just a standard cable, just like a television connection, that goes right into the back of the computer, separate from the cable modem connection.
It's turning your TV into, or turning your computer into a TV, but with the ability to pause, fast forward, rewind, and record.
It'd be no different than if you were to put a 19-inch TV on your desk.
Okay.
Right? That's an expensive TV for 19 inches.
Right, and then you'd have to run a cable to that TV to be able to watch cable television on it. The same thing applies even though you have a cable modem connection. That's different. So you'd have to have two connections from your cable company to this computer to be able to do both.
All right.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Now, what we have found in our experience, because this is a product that's been out for many, many, many years, and very few people know about it for a particular reason. It adds a lot of complexity, and it's really not for the faint at heart.
Well, and there's another reason why it hasn't caught on as well as it maybe could have, is there are probably 30 different third-party companies that have built a piece of software you can just add to any version of Windows that generally most people would argue does a better job.
Well, but the first question you have to ask yourself, are you going to watch TV on your computer?
Probably sometimes.
Okay. Because most people that say yes after about...
Yeah, if I have the ability to do it, I would probably do it.
After about 6 months, they go, you know, it's just too much work. Plus, I can't really relax at the desk.
I know this guy that we work with that had to have the ability to watch TV on his computer.
Yeah.
And for the first 2 weeks, he watched it, and then he realized, gosh, you know, it's just kind of weird, though, that it's hard to actually watch that and do work, and the voice isn't always synchronized with the picture, and just little weird things, and the changing channels is like 14 remotes. And
now you have it already, so really, as long as you don't get too carried away with additional expenses to play around with it, see, there's really no way to know if this is for you or not until you actually play around with it.
Right.
So, you know, you have a remote control, and you have all these cool things, and what we've seen a lot of times is the technology nut in the house loves it, and then the rest of the family tries to use it and gets frustrated and wants to throw the remote at the screen.
Okay, so that means my husband will be in my den watching my computer TV.
There we go. You know what? You know what we need you to do, Kimberly, is like a month and a half from now or so.
Okay. Remember
us. Call us back, and you tell us, was this the coolest feature ever built for computers, or was it just a lot of hype and it didn't really do much for you?
You got it.
You do the field review of Windows XP Media Center Edition 2005 by Kimberly in what part of the world are you in?
Glendale.
So that we got to remember, we got to make a note of that.
Kimberly Glendale.
There's only one Kimberly in Glendale.
I'm sure.
And we know who she is.
All right.
Kimberly, thank you.
Right.
And please do let us know what you find. You know, the people that love it, love it. And the people that have tried it and hate it, hate it. I mean, it's a very polarizing product.
I tried it and hated it.
It's either love or hate with this one. There's no ambiguity on that. So, Kimberly, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Great question. Another thing, as you're going through that, what should I buy?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to pay extra for this, even though they tell you that you're not.
Well, there's extra hardware and extra software involved. It's
substantial increase in price to have.
I would imagine at least a $300 increase and maybe more to add this kind of feature set to your machine. So,
and Perry, you had a great question about firewalls. We're sorry we didn't get to you. We're going to handle you off the air. We're in our follow-up newsletter. We're going to explain how to go about doing that. If you want to look in the firewall section, anybody out there listening, if you want to look in the firewall section of our approved software list, again, just go to datadoctors.com, click on the approved software, and you'll see that there's suggestions in there for different firewall programs. There's a free one that you can get if you update Windows XP to the Service Pack 2 level. So follow that along. Perry, hang tight. Henry, hang tight. Anybody else that's on hold, we will help you off the air after the show. We thank everybody that did participate in today's show. And don't forget, you can learn more about what today's topics were by going to datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and look at all the resources.
And you can listen to the show right there.
All over again.
On demand.
You can also sign up for our newsletter in the free help section. And there's all kinds of goodies there. So join us online, won't you?
If it ain't broke,
don't fix it.